Nikola Tesla. Everyone should consider his body as a priceless gift from one whom he loves above all, a marvelous work of art, of indescribable beauty and mystery beyond human conception, and so delicate that a word, a breath, a look, nay, a thought may injure it. The gift of mental power comes from God, divine being, and if we concentrate our minds on that truth, we become in tune with this great power. My mother had taught me to seek all truth in the Bible. It's not the love you make. It's the love you give. Most persons are so absorbed in the contemplation of the outside world that they are wholly oblivious to what is passing on within themselves. So astounding are the facts in this connection, that it would seem as though the Creator himself had electrically designed this planet. Antisocial behavior is a trait of intelligence in a world full of conformists. The question now is, why do people conform? The obvious reason we can all agree to is fear of rejection. People want to be accepted because it gives them a sense of validation, and sadly, this is actually how a lot of us have been brought up. We are taught to shut down a passion or skill because it might not be generally accepted or understood by the public, forgetting that it is the nonconformist who brings forth new ideas, creations, and ways of living which produce a vibrant society. If your hate could be turned into electricity, it would light up the whole world. I may say, also, that I am deeply religious at heart, although not in the orthodox meaning, and that I give myself to the constant enjoyment of believing that the greatest mysteries of our being are still to be fathomed and that all the evidence of the senses and the teachings of exact and dry sciences to the contrary notwithstanding, death itself may not be the termination of the wonderful metamorphosis we witness. In this way I have managed to maintain an undisturbed peace of mind, to make myself proof against adversity, and to achieve contentment and happiness to a point of extracting some satisfaction even from the darker side of life, the trials and tribulations of existence. My belief is firm in a law of compensation. The true rewards are ever in proportion to the labor and sacrifices made, that light propagates with the same velocity irrespective of the character of the source. The human being is a self-propelled automaton entirely under the control of external influences. Willful and predetermined though they appear, his actions are governed not from within, but from without. He is like a float tossed about by the waves of a turbulent sea.